What's good? What's good? I am back. Another episode of Live from Vietnam, Saturday live music reviews hosted by me, the one and only Paul Masson, also known as Paul Pickett in the music promotion world. I own Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz, and I also used to run the internet radio station, Unheard Radio. I used to run the hip-hop channel. I used to have Urban Obsessions Radio podcast back in the days when Podomatic was big. And I had Any Castle On Demand Radio. So I promoted thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of musicians over 13 years, period. Appreciate anybody tuning in on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Yesterday, we did an interview with OG Prestige from OG Millionaire out of Atlanta. Please go check that out. Also, go check out the Paul Pickett podcast. I got a new interview on the way with Jake Gypsy Lindsay out of the BKFC. And I just did a recent interview with Jessica the Black Widow Borga, Chris Lights Out Lido, and Keith the Rockstar Richardson for all you fight fans and you bare knuckle fans. So I got about 15 songs lined up today. Don't forget, anybody that wants to submit to livefromvietnam@gmail.com. I repeat, submit MP3 to livefromvietnam@gmail.com. I already got the songs loaded up that I'll be reviewing today. It's about 15, 16 songs. If you do want your song reviewed today and you're not on the list, it's $5 to skip the line via Cash App, Promo Palace LLC. Send payment plus screenshot proof and MP3 to livefromvietnam@gmail.com. I repeat, Promo Palace LLC Cash App to skip the line, $5, and send screenshot proof plus MP3 to livefromvietnam@gmail.com. And we're going to get into first song of the day. You know, the thing that's unique about my music reviews is most people only review one genre because most people only promote one genre or they only promote two genres. But I promote all genres of music, so I review all genres of music. Like, I don't promote a hip-hop song the way I would promote a metal song or a pop song or a country song. You know, when advertising these songs and going for influencers, it's different every time. So we're going to start off with the first one of the day, Big Juice, Before the Storm. Big Juice, Before the Storm. Don't forget to comment yay, nay, or okay. I don't trash any records while I'm on here. You know, but a lot of you musicians, y'all got a lot of yes men around you. Y'all, you know, your friends saying every song's a hit or every song's a banger when it's not. You know, y'all need to get professional advice and reviews of your music from people who professionally record and promote music. So let's get into Big Juice, Before the Storm. Don't forget to comment yay, nay, or okay. Let's see what we got.
The stress, throw it to the wind. Long as I got life, never lose again. Breathe in, breathe out, through the mint. Trees in, trees out, proceed, peace out. Learn from the most high, I read from Stankonia. Trees guaranteed to leave a Stankonia. Heed the deceased, make peace with my faults. Pain from Magnolia, feed the Saint Cobra. Lessons in the math, for my loves from the past, they feed my soul. From the dash, trying to ease my dome. V5-4, tightens up the rubble, so forget being humble. Under stress, throw it to the wind. Long as I got life, never lose again. Breathe in, breathe out, let the rudiments. Trees in, trees out, proceed, peace out. Never needs to the flow. Put in my knees where the wind gon' blow. I had to proceed for the fall. Reach back to the past, bring keys for the goal. Bees buzzing, they feeding something, they need loving. No tree hugging, just tree bunning and beats bumping. Ghosts from the past, it be something, or leave none. Had to keep running, I move where like police come. Almost lost my life, turned that curse to a blessing. L to a lesson, said peace to the reverend. Found peace in the book, made peace with the heavens. High C11s, roll dice, all sevens out. Under stress, throw it to the wind. Long as I got life, never lose again. Breathe in, breathe out, let the rudiments. Trees in, trees out, proceed, peace out. Never needs to the flow. Put in my knees where the wind gon' blow.
I'm going to go with a yay on that. I like that. I like the production. I like the voice. I like the delivery. It might not be like a mainstream single. Maybe more of a underground single or underground album cut. But I definitely like it. And that's the thing. I don't judge music based on do I feel like it's a single or not. I judge it based on is it a good song or not. But I will let you know, do I feel like it's a single or not? Because I'll give yays the album cuts, you know. And I'm nay songs that people think are singles. Let's get into the next one. Pharaoh, stay with me. Make sure y'all comment yay, nay, or okay. Appreciate anybody tuning in right now on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. Pharaoh, stay with me. Let's get into it.
And I feel like all is down, and I feel like all is here. Baby, let me bring you near. Let me whisper in your ear. Talking Benjamin, I don't care. Girl, let's run away like we Kanye. Let's go to the woods and let's. When I see you, I feel crazy. Are you trying to ride like you lazy? You're my baby, no maybes. Girl, I'm all yours, definitely. Riding with me through the city. You're so gorgeous, you're so pretty. Baby, take my hands to the promised land. Leave all behind, like forget your man. Pick you up around 10. Baby, just you. I like how when we hang, it's like your man is an everything. Stay with me, yeah, I know you got a man, but he can't compete, babe. Stay with me, girl, I want you like real bad. If you're leaving, don't let me know that. I'd rather not know, cause I'll be so sad. Baby, you're so perfect, you should know that. Stay with me, yeah, I know you got a man. Like real bad. If you're leaving, don't let me know that. I really not know, cause I'll be so sad. Baby, you're so perfect, you should know that.
I'm gonna go with a yay on that. I like that one too. That one is definitely more of a mainstream single potential. Good catchy hook. Vocals ain't too bad. You know, sometimes I do want to hear more out of the vocals, like just take it up to another level. But I think that was a really good record, man. I think it has a really good single potential. That was Pharaoh, Stay With Me. So I'm going to get that a yay. So we start out with two yays today. That's not bad. Got a lot of okays last week. Let's get into Flexi R7 and Young Lava Kid BFH. And don't forget, like, I don't know what any of these songs sound like. I don't even know what the genres are of some of these artists. That's the beauty of it, you know? And if you like good music, it doesn't really, shouldn't matter what genre it is. Music is music. All right, let's get into it. Flexi R7 and Young Lava Kid BFH.
Fish and his bow, we're saving our body on the bench. I'm focused on my game, we don't wanna go back to the tents. Right now on the road, we're gonna break down what you own. We're gonna go hard to tear apart, you ain't pulling up cause you owe. Baby fish on the bow, we're saving our body on the bench. I'm focused on my game, we don't wanna go back to the tents. Right now on the road. We're gonna break down what you owe. We're gonna go hard to tear apart.
I like that beat.
Fight hustlers, it's our gang gang. We gonna bang bang. We are the fighters, we are the hustlers. Come from nothing. We wanna blow up. We were born poor. We gonna die rich. I gonna say that God is with us. We gonna pray, pray.
necessary. We wanna succeed. I know where I come from. This is flexi. This is dream story. I don't have a father. I love my mother. I'm gonna move from my town. I'm gonna hustle. I'll never fall. I'm gonna rise. I'm gonna shine like a sun. My life gonna change. I'm gonna rule like a king. Me and the kid, we gonna rule. Give us some weed. We gonna smoke. Fixing some shit, I'm gonna pop it, you gonna pop up. This is a race, we gonna run it. Till in a coffin, till in a coffin.
Fish in the store, we saving our body on the bench. I'm focused on my gang, we don't wanna go back to the tents. Right now on the road, we gonna break down what you own. We gonna go hard to tap.
I'm gonna go with okay on that one. Wanted more out of the delivery on that first verse. I mean, it was all right. It's got some potential. I like the beat, but I think it could use some work. And that was Flexi R7 and Young Lava Kid BFH. Let's get into Gerard Rice and Moolah Monopoly.
We outside, yeah. Catch a vibe, we outside, nigga. We gon' slide, yeah. Let us in our city, trend and watch that money pile, yeah. We outside, yeah. Catch a vibe, we outside, nigga. We gon' slide, yeah. Let us in our city, trend and watch that money pile, yeah. A lot of y'all niggas be out of your league. I'm Valley, you sure you got power like Creed. I've been in them trenches, I'll try to compete. Cause since it's a prison, y'all chose to eat cheese. A legend, I've been in my belly's elite. Don't see competition,
comment,
I hope
yay,
y'all
mayor,
eat.
Okay.
I'm running her sheets. She heard her, I give it, she wanna eat me. The business
right
so famous,
it
comes on the G. I
follow
that money, ain't nothing
can
freeze. Finesse on that corner, it's a cousin
yay,
of peace.
Okay.
So don't disrespect me, I'm feeling like me in this valley. Like most of, I shook up the streets. My friends and my family, I make sure they eat. I push it in motion and humble my beats. That's talking more money, no goals I can reach. We outside, yeah. Catch a vibe, we outside, nigga. We gon' slide, yeah. Let us in our city, trend and watch that money pile, yeah. We outside, yeah. Catch a vibe, we outside, nigga. We gon' slide, yeah. Let us in our city, trend and watch that money pile, yeah.
How you slide on my vibe, but your money ain't grow up. Growing pains in my pocket, moolah coming in older. The baby ain't payola, that moon should make him know ya. Got you like Toyota, something good, grabbing on a choker. Sitting VIP, this ain't no Louis V. Or Virgil in these jeans, you cannot commercial me. Couple birds inside the bush, I put it on the sleeve. Them comments coming in, get your comment before I leave the scene.
We outside, yeah. Catch a vibe, we outside, nigga.
I'm gonna get that one an okay. I wanted more out of the second verse. Won't really feel in delivery too much. You know, that's the thing, man. Like, when you come up in 90s hip hop, you done heard like all the best spitters you could possibly spit, man. You know, on the mic. So y'all cats, like, y'all gotta step it up nowadays, man, and impress some of us old heads, or a lot of us old heads, because we done, you know, we done heard so many greats in our era. We're not hearing a lot of greats in this new era. Not a lot of greats. That was Gerard Rice and Moolah Monopoly. And I think Jay Rice just got back from UK safely. So that's what's up. Go check him out, Jay Rice. Let's get into Joe Marley Valentine's. Joe Marley Valentine's.
Natural species, my baby. Check your body, look amazing. Beautiful lady, come my baby.
Let's celebrate. Ding dong like a ring dong. again look at me in my life and a rule like movie. It's magical, that's why me sing song. Me never felt like that and it real confusing. Again the topper than the topper. I me say your bottom and a rugger not a rapper. Copy that, who me ne wash and ne me waka. Yelling a kutak and a kia potusha up. Remember that, when do tunda la roho. Nakupenda kwa kosingu kingo ho. Ya ne tangu before. Lily wake up was the window my forever valentine.
Love right because you're mine. You refresh your kiss, it's fine. You replace our stress with fire. Oh boy, you make me shine. Not right because you're mine. You refresh your kiss, it's fine. You replace our stress with fire. With fire. You're mine.
We want one more yoni, baby girl. Tago penda every day. Sito tapa tapa maja shingoni. You are my desire. Kumoyo baby. Makovu mayafuta. Kukuacha wewe. Baba siku ntayo kufa. Wazani mina we tutachana.
I'm gonna go with okay on this one. Not as good as the last record that we got from Joe Marley, but it's a good record. It's definitely got a nice vibe to it. Definitely got some single potential. I really don't be wanting to hear too many artists putting that vocal effect on their voice. I just really want to hear what your voice sounds like without the vocal effect. Like when you put that vocal effect on your voice, it, to me, it just takes away from any of the authenticity of the voice and the music, you know. Like Guru said, it's mostly the voice that gets you buck, mostly the voice that gets you up. A lot of rappers got flavor and some got skills, but if you ain't got the voice, then you needs to chill. All right, let's get into Afi Mantra Rubera. I guess I said that right. I might butcher that. Wish I knew what language that was.
Khud ko kho kar tujh mein paya ho kar rubaru. Jeena phir se mujhko aaya ho kar rubaru. Saansein teri saansein meri milti rahe rubaru. Aankhein teri aankhein meri karti rahe guftgu.
I guess I'll go with okay on that one. The music wasn't too bad. I just wish I knew what language that was. And if they send their socials, I'll definitely find out. But yeah, I'm going to go with okay on that. And that's the thing, man. Like, I got submissions from all over the world. Like, all different types of countries, all different types of genres. You know, and that's because I pretty much did, you know, internet radio for well over a decade. And like I said, we've had tens of thousands of artists on Unheard Radio and Indie Castle Radio. You know, Indie Castle Radio, I had over probably 10,000 artists signed up to that, you know, and Unheard Radio, I think we had even more than that because we were doing rock and hip hop with Unheard Radio when I took over the hip hop channel Unheard Radio. Shouts out to Mark Tower, who, you know, reached out to me about doing it because I was doing Urban Obsessions Radio, the podcast, and I was interviewing people like Guru and MC Light and Milk D and a lot of these old school vets, and you know, and getting a lot, I was getting all these crazy drops from everybody in the game at the time. You know, that was when the mixtape game was heavy and you could just get drops from almost any and everybody. All right, let's get into the next one. And then after this one, we're going to get to a quick Dizzle break. This is Regal Eclipse by Master Die. Regal Eclipse by Master Die. Let's get into it. Make sure y'all comment yay, nay, or okay.
And frail in the shadows now.
In the blackness, power cries from the void.
I'm gonna go okay on that one. I'm gonna go with an okay on that one. Not a bad record at all. I like the change up. I like the change up in it. It's hard in 80s records because of the drummers. The drummers just be killing it. Actually, we're gonna get into one more and then we're gonna get into Dizzle Break. Let's get into Revenge in Circle. Excuse me, over here sneezing for no reason. Revenge in Circle of Mistakes. I hate to do it, man. I got to give our first nay for the day. I got to go with a nay on that one. I wasn't feeling that at all. It was all over the place for me. Sorry, Revenge in Circle of Mistakes. I got to go with a nay on that one. We're about to get into a quick Dizzle Break brought to you by Chip Fu from the Foo Schnickens, and we'll be right back.
Tropical Drink. Stop.
Me and my team whenever we link up, they wanna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink ups. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist that'll kick in your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
drizzle.
That's right, I really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. Want to order your very own bottle or bottles, go to DizzleBrand.com Now, if you live in Arkansas, California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Georgia, go to dizzlebrand.com and click on our locations, and you can see actual store locations. Let's get back into it. We got quite a few more songs still. Quite a few more songs. We still got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more songs to get into. Let's get into Malasorti slaying the messengers. Let's see what we got. Appreciate you, Titus, for tuning in. We got music submitted to livefromvietnam@gmail.com. I'm gonna go with an okay on that one. The vocals was like real low. Yeah, that's typically, it's not my cup of tea either, Titus, for genres, but like, I do live music reviews. Most people just do live hip-hop reviews or things of that nature, but I'm gonna still give it an okay as far as metal records go. The vocals, I felt like, could have been a little bit louder. Or maybe it was good that the vocals wasn't too loud, because some of these records, they be screaming a little too loud for my taste. Let's get into the next one. Top Dre, Stay on One. Top Dre, Stay on One. Yeah, I'm going to go with an okay. I got to agree with Titus on his vocals are low. Needs more emotion. Like, this is the thing, man. Rappers, when y'all start talking about in your raps that you spit in bars, man, you better be really spitting bars, man. Like, when we think of spitting bars, we think of like Jadakiss or something like that. So you really got to bring it. Please check the inbox for message requests. Let's see. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. You putting in a lot of work, but man, you know, you gotta bring me some bangers here. All right, so I got it, Titus. I'll download it and we'll load it up in a few. And we'll see what you got. Titus, what's the name? Titus Pharaoh. Titus Pharaoh. So we're gonna download it and we're gonna upload it and see what you got. Let's get into the next one though. Sirius Beyond the Sands of Time. And Tamina, I don't see that song you sent. Only got the MP3 from Titus Pharaoh. Submitted to liveforfayetnam@gmail.com. Dead today. What's going on? Instagram? What's everybody at on Instagram? I'm gonna go with a yay on that one. I like that one. Nice energy, nice vocals, nice change up with the hook and catchy hook. Titus, I got your song uploaded. We're gonna get into one more and then we're gonna get into yours. As far as Tamina, Jeanette, Maria, I don't see no email from you. liveforfayetnam@gmail.com. I'm in there right now and I don't got it. So please send it to that email if you want me to review it today before I get off today. You know, so that's the way to keep me on here is y'all got to keep sending me music. So let's get into the next one. Young Amsterdam, Never Losing the Love for Her, produced by DJ King Flo, friend of the show.
I love her, I never losing the love for her. I love her, I never losing the love for her. I love her, I never losing the love for her.
I love her, I never losing the love for
her. That mother love, yeah, I'm trying to get that hug back. I lost my mama love, shit that made me so sad. I'm on a mission now, I'm traveling like a nomad. Strong queen on the team and I'm so glad. She said, boy, you look too young to be a granddad. Overstand my ways and never get mad. Organize the structure so we grandstand. Who put this shit together, man, with the plan? And the trap kicking like it's Van Damme. It's gas mask, but they call me Amsterdam. Get in tune, get up with the program. Sit down, take notes, cause this ain't a scam. So you can get more intellectual. And while you're there,
this
go ahead,
roll up and
get
your
bagel, sir. Sit back,
while this nigga count these decibels. I conduct myself well around professionals. You don't got no class, you dropped out with no principles.
Used to sell the physical, now I sell digital.
Used to be a shithead, now I can get biblical. Too many odd questions, now I'm getting sick of you. With friends, Intel, connect, we getting hella views. Google makes tape addicts, we got interviews. Niggas been lit, give a fuck if you pick or choose. That mother love, yeah, I'm trying to get that hug back. I lost my mama love, shit that made me so sad. I'm on a mission now, I'm traveling like a nomad. Strong queen on the team and I'm so glad. She said, boy, you look too young to be a granddad. Overstay my ways and never get mad. Organize the structure so we grandstand. Who put this shit together, man, with the plan? I love her, I never losing the love for her. I love her, I never losing the love for her.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a yay on that one. Recorded good. Production's dope. Like the subject matter. It's not a mainstream single. It's more of an album cut. But it, for underground hip-hop, it's definitely one of those records that, you know, wins over a fan base. So let's get into the next one. Titus Pharoah, 1,000 Days in One. Titus Pharoah, 1,000 Days in One. Let's see what you got.
Thesis, I ain't no Regis, this is no easy love, easy love. I got a cope, I could bless you like I was a pope. I got a feeling like letting it go, wetting up everyone under the scope. I see myself and I'm giving me hope. Look in the mirror, the vision is dope. I'm just a gladiator at the start. Boy, don't you love that I'm spilling my heart? Boy, don't you love that I'm killing myself? I ain't the pain, but I feel it itself. Give me the stars, I ain't feeling the wealth. Wealth, yeah. I got the plug and it give me the help. Ayy. Pieces, shorty. We can control ourselves. Always be here, but you don't know me well. But you don't know me well. But you don't know me well. Pick the pieces, shorty. We can control ourselves. Always be here, but you don't know me well. But you don't know me well. But you don't know me well. We ain't our oldest selves. We ain't our oldest selves. I ain't the only self. We in a lonely phase. Only a call away to give you the phony face. Face to save, look me in my face and say I love you, but there's hell to pay. First one passed away, just give a pass to Mason. Tired of being past amazing, must be a laugh you chasing. Where's the motivation? Having a round of blazing sun, just for 1,000 days in one.
I'm gonna go with a yay on that one. I like it. It's a good record. Like the flow, like the beat. I don't know if it's a single, maybe more of an album cut. Vocals could be a tad bit louder, I think. A tad bit louder. But it's a good record. Really good record. Yeah, appreciate you, Titus, for sending that in. So that was Titus Pharoah, 1,000 Days in One. We're gonna get into, we got a couple records still left. What he said, yeah, definitely hear that. Thank you. All right. We got two records left unless somebody else sends a new song. Remember, send it to liveforfayetnam@gmail.com. That's FAYETTENAM. Live for Fayetnam. We got Unique Antisocial is next. Unique Antisocial. See what we got.
It's a hurting feeling. It's a hurting feeling when you're in a room full of people and you feel alone. It's a hurting feeling when you around society and when you speak, nobody really understands you because they so caught up into social media and they so caught up in the reality television. It's difficult being around individuals when that's really what they care about.
Right.
And care about that. When I meet people that share similar interests, it's refreshing, it's beautiful. I can't be wrong because this person feels like
I can't help that I'm antisocial.
So stuck to my lonesome, here's my disclosure. I felt awkward since I was a kid. They put me on meds for losing my focus. Couldn't pay attention to work that was given. I stared at the window, got lost in my visions. Got picked on by many, my teeth was too crooked. My speech was too flowing, I just didn't fit in. And that's the beginning, but as I got older, shit didn't switch, I just got a bit bolder. Started flipping tables when I lost my composure. Got sick and tired of crying on shoulders. Granted couldn't help me, just spoke to the teacher. I can't help
like
a whole new demeanor. Summer book bag was a tool that I had, not a gun, but a screwdriver ready to fix. I knew that lost, I couldn't wait till I got him. We walked in the bathroom right next to the toilet. His homie said get him and give him a swirl. But this time I'm ready, decided to poke him. The fight was over, I found my solution. Resorted to violence, my point had been proven. Not ashamed of my actions, I walk with a pride. Confided my anger, emotions denied. And here I reside, 6 months later,
hard.
Get a letter from daddy who's serving a sentence. I know he's repenting for the time that he lost. And I miss him, cause granny can figure me out. He said in a year he would come right back. And it's been about 8, he did 2 years flat. But I couldn't relax, I had to attack. Adolescence regretting the time that I left. I should have forgiven for that. Alcohol was a contributing fact. He liked to get drunk and just swore off the map. Admit it was lost, but I swung with a bat. And my uncle, he liked to spit and combat. Lots of screaming, yelling, never forget. Bullied at the house, now ain't that a bitch. Now I'm heading south with little regrets. Excuse me if I'm anti-social, borderline post. So I do not know you, I do not care. No way to compare, the way that we live in just isn't the same. Cause I'm just
That's what I want to hear, man. Like, when I hear modern day rappers talking about they spitting bars, that's what I want to hear. That energy, that flow. Beat was hard. The flow was hard. He was saying some shit that mattered in the rhymes. He wasn't just the same old, you know, I pop pills, fuck bitches, wear chains, and sell dope and kill people. You know, a lot of deep shit going on in there. That's up for song of the day right there. Unique Antisocial. That's up for song of the day. Don't forget, submit liveforvietnam@gmail.com, MP3 only. Let's get into Vinny Dangerous, Found My Way.
Yeah, I'm about to pop my shit.
Pop it.
Yeah, I'm about to talk my shit.
Talk it.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Vinny.
Right from the jump, I was all in it. I was out making plays, it was all business. Once I hopped off the porch, I was on a mission. First it started with a dream, then I made a vision. I got all of these blessings, cause
God did.
But no talent, I'm one of them widow niggas. I might stumble at times, but don't make no difference. Ain't no stopping this shit, man. What I look like folding over setback. Pause the tape, rewind, reset, and play back. Once you think I'm out, here comes the comeback. Watch your mouth, I always get my get back. Damn,
damn.
They already know who I am. Stay down 10 toes like a man. You content to be
like
on
this.
Your knees. That's why it's hard to see where you stand.
Damn.
Right from the start, man, I came from the heart. Then I came out of the dark and I found my way. Right from the start, man, I came from the heart. Then I came out of the dark and I found my way. Straight from the heart and I found my way. Came out of the dark and I found my way. Straight from the heart and I found my way. Came out of the dark and I found my way. Yo, pretty good, but when I answer this big head, badass kid, huh? I remember vividly these niggas trying to did it. Said I wasn't gonna be shit, I wasn't gonna have shit, huh? And that's crazy, cause everything you niggas try to say about me came back on your ass quick, huh? Same ones that was there counting me out. Can't count enough money just to pay back rent, huh? And that's crazy, I wasn't gonna let you tell me what I wasn't. Starting the bottom just to overcome it. I started with zero, now I'm out to something. And everything you said, I'm out to nothing, damn. They already know who I am. Handle my shit like a man. You feel a little pressure, you act like a bitch, so you wouldn't understand. Right from the start, man, I came from the heart. Then I came out of the dark and I found my way. Right from the start, man, I came from the heart. Then I came out of the dark and I found my way. Straight from the heart and I found my way. Came out of the dark and I found my way. Straight from the heart and I found my way. Came out of the dark and I found my way. Right from the start, man, I came from the heart.
I'm going with a yay on that one. That's Vinny Dangerous. He's out of Vietnam, hometown guy. Sam, song of the day is going to be tough. I mean, it's between Vinny, Unique, Titus Pharaoh, and I'm going to say Young Amsterdam, which is like the last four records. I mean, there was two yays on the first two with Big Juice Before the Storm and Pharaoh Stay With Me. But I don't know if I would give them song of the day. I mean, they're definitely in top five. I think song of the day I'm going to have to go with. And just so I don't be biased on this one, I'm going to have to go with the Unique Antisocial, the one we played right before the Vinny Dangerous. I like the, you know, the beat was hard, the flow was hard, you know, a lot of energy with the delivery. I think I'm going to have to go with that Unique Antisocial. I'm going to go with Vinny Dangerous at number two, Young Amsterdam at number three, and we're going to put Titus Pharaoh at number four for the day. And it'd be a toss-up for number five. It'd be like between Big Juice, Before the Storm, and Pharaoh Stay With Me. It really would. Oh, Titus, you for Fayetteville too? Oh, damn. Well, my bad. I thought I seen your name. So, I mean, I still didn't, you know, still don't feel like I was being biased. I mean, you got two Fayetteville cats in the top four today. I don't feel like I'm being biased on that one bit. Like, good music is good music, man. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, oh, you was drinking Dizzle on Barry's set? That's what's up. Appreciate that. I mean, if you don't Dizzle, I mean, I don't know what to say, man. Everybody need a Dizzle. But, and shouts out to Barry Williams for throwing Dizzle in his last movie. Go check that out. That's on Tubi. It's called I Made You. It's basically, Dizzle is like, if there's like four or five like main characters in the movie, Dizzle's like that sixth main character with like four or five cameo appearances and actually kind of plays a part into the script. So yeah, y'all need to go get that Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Go to Barry Williams, check him out on Tubi. All his movies, Spin the Block, I Made You, and the last one was, man, I can't think of the last one right now. But he's doing really, really well with the new movie, I Made You. And it's one of those movies, it's like, if you like movies like Usual Suspects, where the ending has a certain twist to it that you didn't expect to happen, then you need to go watch this movie. And it's an independent film, and it's really, really shot well for an independent film. So definitely shouts out to Titus Pharaoh. Send me some more music. Live from Vietnam@gmail.com. Before I go, I wanna talk about a couple of these things I talked about yesterday on the show. There was the article about the guy at a North Carolina musician charged, Cornelius man charged a music streaming fraud aided by AI. Like, this guy out of Cornelius, North Carolina, which is like basically bumfuck North Carolina. I never even heard of fucking Cornelius, North Carolina until this article. So he's like from bumfuck North Carolina, where there's only like 30,000 people in their town. This guy literally for the last 7 years, allegedly, has been taking AI music. They said he made like hundreds of thousands of songs on AI. So that could be like 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. We don't know how many hundreds of thousands of songs, you know. And it makes me think, like, I've been doing music promotion for 13 years. And I remember, like, literally overnight, it was like, oh, Spotify has 60 to 100,000 songs being uploaded every day. It was like, what the hell happened? They went from like, you know, 10 to 20,000 songs per day to like 60 to 100,000 songs per day, you know, which is crazy. That was just like, you talking about a 300% increase in music. That's a crazy oversaturation. So I'm going out in the wind here and saying that most of that music that's being uploaded is AI music. Because it's, I mean, how else could, like, nobody's recording that many songs. Tupac don't even record that many songs, man. To upload 100,000 songs per day, 60 to 100,000 a day. I mean, Pac ain't even recording that many songs. So it's got to be, like, a lot of AI songs being made. Because with AI, you just give them, like, I guess, you know, I never made music with AI because I actually make real music, you know, authentic music. And, but I would guess that making music with AI, you just give it like a theme and a little script of kind of what you wanted to say or do. And it just goes out and, you know, like you say, hey, make a song where make a song that sounds like LL Cool J rapping over a Drake beat. I guess you do things like that. And then you get whatever song it gives you and then you upload it and, you know, that's basically started botting songs, they said. And it's crazy. You know, this is the thing, man, that has me scratching my head about this. Like, Spotify and distributors are out here removing all types of artist music that might only have 100 bot plays or 1,000 bot plays. This guy was generating 600,000 per day. Like, you know, through my travels of doing music marketing and music promotion for the last 13 years, you know, I've had the opportunity to try out almost every company out there, you know, every playlister out there. And so I know who's bogus and who's not. And one thing I do know, and Barry Williams can back me up on this. Now, because he had Chartmetrics before. So when Barry Williams had Chartmetrics and he was looking up playlist stats, he was telling me, hey, yo, there's this guy that he has the biggest independent hip hop and R&B playlist. And I'm not going to say the guy's name. You know, I ain't going to put nobody on Front Street or nothing like that. But when he said the name, I was like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. That, you know, my guy Chris Roker introduced me to this guy. And I actually got into a full-blown argument and debate with this guy about, you know, the way he was botting his playlist. And so this guy was only getting about maybe 10,000 plays per day on his playlist with bots, which is probably is around about 300,000 plays per month. But they were being spread across multiple songs because people would pay to get on these playlists like, you know, they still do today. You know, like this idea that Spotify is going to shut down people paying to get on playlists. Good luck. And they know they can't. That's why they tried to switch the game up. They switch the game up. But so this guy was literally botting at 10,000 plays per day. And his joints got shut down and he had no access to his playlist no more. They basically shut down the account and everything. But you mean to tell me this guy over here in bumfuck Cornelius, North Carolina, we ain't talking about Charlotte, North Carolina, or Durham, or Raleigh, or Vietnam, where I'm at, or even Wilmington, or Chapel Hill, or any of the, or Winston-Salem or any of those spots. We talking about bumfuck North Carolina. This guy is able to bot 600,000 plays per day. I mean, how did they didn't catch on to this? Like, who, like, that's the thing. There had to be some people that stood to gain more than this guy out of bumfuck North Carolina, man, for it to go on this long. And Spotify to overlook it. Now, he was making probably hundreds of thousands of songs. Now, if these songs were all done under different artists' names, I get that. But how many different, like, this is the thing. How many different bank accounts, you know, like, are you going to have linked on these payouts? Like, what did he do? Did he, like, buy, like, a TuneCore account or DistroKid account? And he got the unlimited artist package or something where you can just upload unlimited artists. So, I mean, he had to have at least, I would think, a good 1,000 different artist names on there for them not to catch that. But it's crazy that somebody in just bumfuck North Carolina can do that, man. Like $1 million worth of streams per year on AI music. So that, I sit there and think, like, he been doing this for 7 years. So this AI thing, it just recently went mainstream, but these cats been out here AI and music for a while now. And that's why labels are so cool with, like, AI artists. I mean, now think about it. The benefits of an AI artist if I'm a record label. Well, I don't got to pay an AI artist to go on tour because AI artists don't tour. We just generate streaming revenue or maybe merchandise or digital downloads or whatever it may be because it's an AI artist, you know, like they're not touring. And I also think like, well, I mean, touring is getting way more expensive. You know, they got the video out there. Go Google the video or go to YouTube and watch the video of Joyner Lucas's manager talking about how expensive touring is for them. And that was on the, I think that's the Brand Man podcast, the Brand Man Network. Definitely check out their stuff. Where they, you know, got one of my favorite rappers manager talking about just how expensive it is for them to tour, man, with just the gas prices of, they got to have two tour buses, one for the people, you know, they got to have a bus just to carry the merchandise and store the merchandise in. Cause I've been to a Joyner Lucas show. I went to a show in Durham, which was his smallest show of that tour. And this is when he was signed to Atlantic on that one little album deal he had with Atlantic. He said out his mouth it was the smallest crowd he had on his tour, but he still appreciated it. You know why? Because he sold out all his merch. Every t-shirt, every hat, every CD. He had at least 50 people probably paid $50 for a meet and greet with the autographed CD and all that. You know, do your math on that, plus the t-shirts. I had bought a t-shirt ahead of time. I bought my cousin a hat while he was there. I also paid for two $50 meet and greet tickets for us to meet and greet, and we didn't even stay for the meet and greets because my cousin, you know, he had to get back to work early the next morning. So, and was I mad that I didn't get the meet and greet after paying $50? No, you know why? Because that's how fan base does. That's how real fanatics do. I was just happy that my cousin got to see Joyner Lucas show, got to see his first rap concert ever. And I don't know if he's been any since seen his first, you know, went to his first concert for Joyner Lucas, who he was a big fanatic of. I was a fanatic of. And I just zoned out to Joyner Lucas' performance. So how amazing he was as a performer, you know. No hype, man. He's not doing a listening party over his tracks. He's actually rapping out the tracks. A lot of energy. You know, most cats just ad lib over the songs and stuff like that. Nowadays, they're just doing it's like you paying for a listening party. And everybody ain't trying to pay an arm, a leg, a kidney, and a liver for a listening party, man. They want to hear the performance and things of that nature. But yeah, this dude out of bumfuck North Carolina, man, he was, I guarantee this is probably the reason why dudes like this are reason everybody's just shut down this motherfucker. I tried to tell Cat, streaming isn't going to be what you thought it was going to be. You know, because common sense and common knowledge told me, hey, okay, so three record labels are pretty much 66% of Spotify's revenue goes to three record labels. 66%. Like, a business like that can't operate off of just 33% of their revenue still in their pockets. I mean, especially when they're paying Joe Rogan an arm, a leg, a kidney, a liver. They played Barack Obama, Michelle Obama for a podcast. They didn't even fucking take place. They paid, I ain't gonna call him Prince Harry. He's just fucking Harry to me. Harry and Meghan Markle, or whatever her fucking name is, they paid them an arm, a leg, a kidney, liver for a podcast they didn't even go through. I mean, damn, you could have gave me just $100,000 and I would have pumped out a shit ton of fucking content for a whole fucking year. You know? I mean, damn. I'm over here pumping out these bare knuckle fight interviews. Shit, I don't even need BKFC to pay me like as much as they paying the bare knuckle show. You could give me half of what you're giving them, and I guarantee I will pump out way more content than them. And no disrespect to the bare knuckle show, because I watch them all the time. But you know, they only go live on Tuesdays and they don't pump out enough clips for my liking and for my taste, as far as I'm concerned. You know, but they do got the budget, so. And they're doing a lot of, that's the thing. The guy that hosts the Bare Knuckle Show, Brian Scotia, he's doing a lot of other things too. He also, they got events going on like every week with Bare Knuckle damn near. So he's also at those events. He's traveling all the time. So he's only got so much time probably to really do the show in studio and whatnot. And Tuesdays makes all the sense in the world because they're never doing events. So all their events are Fridays or Saturdays. But yeah, man, I try to tell cats streaming isn't gonna be what y'all thought it was, because Spotify's not making no money. They're not making, this is the thing. People think, oh, well, the CEOs are getting rich, they're making filthy rich money, they're getting to make, yeah, but you also gotta take into account, is the business itself making a money and making a profit? Like, you know, it's like when people, you know, get into a delusional mind state of the WNBA being a successful league when it's been a charity for 27 years. It's like, okay, even though Caitlin Clark is there and yeah, there's more eyeballs on the league, but they're spending way more money to bring those eyeballs to the league right now because of Caitlin Clark. And they're spending way more money on the flights now, which they're going to actually lose probably anywhere from 2 to 3 times more money this year than they have any other year. They're gonna lose like $50 billion this year. So it's like, yeah, you could tell me, hey, the chicks are flying first, they're flying private jets now, and they actually making more money, or they got a bigger TV deal. But is the company itself making a profit? Because that's the thing. Unless you got the NBA giving you charity and subsidizing your business, you know. Like, what are we talking about here? If you're a small business, you don't got typically some bigger old business just pretty much subsidizing your whole league and giving charity just so you can stay afloat when you ain't made a profit in 27 years. You know? So, yeah, so basically if Spotify doesn't make a profit, they can only sustain for so long. And those rich business, those rich billionaires that you talk about as CEOs and stuff like that, well, they want to stay rich. So they're going to do everything they can to make more money. And basically the way they do that is screw over the little guys. You screw over the little guys. You screw over the unsigned artists. You screw over the independent artists. Even the major independent artists, whatever. If they're not signed on a major label, we screw them over. Because that's the thing. Spotify only cares about their royalty deals with the major labels. Unsigned artists, that's the thing. Major labels are getting paid out more money than the unsigned artists. I guarantee that. And the unsigned artists are just getting whatever the hell they give you. And a lot of these streaming platforms are not very transparent about public play counts. Spotify is the only one that's got a public play count. You can't go to Apple and see the plays. You can't, you got to go to back end. You know what I'm saying? And even then you got to trust that they're reporting, you know, the plays that you got. You got to trust it, you know, and I don't trust it one bit. I don't trust a lot of these streaming platforms. Like I still haven't got as many title payouts as I should have. Like, Tidal's definitely over there on some bogus shit. Tidal's over there screwing artists, because I should have got way more payouts from Tidal. They take so long with the payouts, and when I get them, it's like, damn, y'all take this long for the payouts, but I should be getting way more than this based on what I'm getting from, like, something like Napster. Like, every time I get payouts from Napster, like, I get them in typically a timely fashion, and I typically get a decent amount of payouts from Napster, you know? but these other platforms are definitely not transparent. And any business that's not transparent, you can't really trust them. You know, it's like what I said about, you know, music promotion companies that feel the need to say, anytime you see playlisters and they say, you know, I'll add you to, like, if you go to Facebook and you see, like, these posts, people like, I'll add you to an active playlist. Active is just a basically a word for bots. It's just another word for bot playlist. That's all it is. And then anytime you see promoters that say organic promotion, always throwing organic, they're always fake. Like, that's the thing. Like, organic promotion speaks for itself. If you do organic promotion, you don't have to say I do organic promotion. You just do organic promotion, you know? And that's why I always just say ads and influencers, because it's organic. Running an ad is organic. Anybody can set up an ad, but you don't always know the right way to target your ad. You don't know everybody. That's the thing. Most people in the U.S., when they go to advertise, they're automatically just going for U.S. traffic. Well, that's the thing. Unless you got the $200,000 budget, you know, like Master P said, you had to have to buy in with the distribution back in the days. He said you got to have a $200,000 marketing budget. So at least, unless you got the $200,000 budget, advertising in the U.S., is just going to suck up all your advertising dollars, you know, and you get less impressions, less views, which leads to less engagement. And nobody's breaking artists in just the U.S. no ways anyhow, you know, like they basically, if labels even come close to breaking an artist or people like online marketers typically breaking artists, they do a lot of advertising in a lot of the Asian markets, a lot of the overseas markets. And, you know, a misconception about back in the days where people would buy YouTube views and they would automatically assume they were bot views. If you got like a lot of views, if you got a lot of views from China or India, people would automatically, oh, there was a bot place. Well, that's a misconception. That's false. That's wrong. Because if you run worldwide ads on YouTube, those countries are the ads are cheaper to get. So you get more bang for your buck, you get more impressions, which leads to more views, which leads to more engagement, and they engage with U.S. content more than U.S. people engage with U.S. content. U.S. This is the thing. We're in the land of haters, man. This is hater America now, man. It's hater America. It's totally divided country based on politics. There's a lot of hate going on in the U.S. Like, you gotta just take your stuff outside of the U.S. where people, they're not, you know, they don't got no invested interest in your politics. You know, you just pump out good content and promote it. But yeah, like, these other countries are better for like advertising anyways. These Asian markets, African markets, South American markets, you get more bang for your buck. You get more eyeballs, more impressions, and you don't target like people that speak the languages of those countries. You just target like English speaking people in those countries, you know. And there's a lot of English speaking people in almost every freaking country nowadays. So yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions about advertising and marketing. Anytime you see active playlists, that just means bots. Anytime cats feel this need to always say organic, that means they're not running ads and they're not paying influencers. I mean, if you're paying an influencer, it's one of the most organic things you could do for marketing, especially if you're paying a TikTok influencer. You know, I've taken less than $100 and gotten over 9 million, you know, song views and listens for my client. But yeah, man, streaming isn't what y'all thought it was going to be. It gave a lot of y'all false hope because some of y'all wasn't making no money, period, off of your music. You wasn't selling no physical copies, no digital downloads. So you could start getting some streams, get your $4 for your 1,000 plays and feel like you're actually making money off of your music. But this is the thing. If you paid $85 to record your song, until you make $86, you haven't made a profit. And if you paid for the beat as well, well, you got to throw in the beat. Say you leased the beat for like $25. We'll just say that. Well, now you had $110. Then you had to, you also had to pay your distributor. Say, you know, we'll just throw in your, you know, we won't even throw that in, but we'll say 110. Till you make $111, you haven't made a money off of your music. That's the thing. Y'all think just because you make streaming royalties that you're making money off of your music. You haven't made money until you made a profit. That's the problem y'all fail to realize. That's what the WNBA hasn't realized yet. That's why it's a charity league and a delusional. They haven't realized that they have not made a profit yet, so they have not made money. They lose money every year. They lose 10 to 20 million a year. But streaming is not going, it's not what y'all thought it was going to be. Y'all got to get back to direct to consumer. Don't let nobody tell you what the rules are. Don't let nobody tell you what the rules are on how you sell your products, how you sell your merchandise. And Master P said something the other day, in that little interview he did. I didn't know why he got into the cereal market. He was really trying to target pretty much the black consumer base on that one, because he said that black people were the highest consumers of cereal. I mean, I love me some cereal too, but I mean, that makes sense, man. And you know, cereal's always been a cheap, back in the days at least, before it got too expensive, but it's always been a cheap form of just having a quick breakfast, a bowl of cereal, and to get your kids off to school and whatnot. And because kids prefer cereal over oatmeal, I could tell you that much. I prefer some Fruity Loops over Fruity Loops and Honey Nut Cheerios over some oatmeal. But yeah, he said he looked at a lot of the markets. He paid $20,000 to Michael Jackson's $25,000, I think, to Michael Jackson's manager at the time. Or somebody was doing his marketing or something, just to get some info. Like, he paid $25,000 just to pick somebody's brain. I mean, and he said it was the best investment ever that he ever made. I mean, that's crazy. Just to, like, if I had to spend $25,000 to pick somebody's brain, who would I want? It would have to be. Between right now, I probably want to pick either 50 Cent's brain or Jay-Z's brain. If I had to pay $25,000 to pick somebody's brain, you know, it'd be like 50 Cent or Jay-Z. Like, just try to soak up all the shit I can and use any of it that I can to my benefit. All right, well, I'm about to wrap it up. Don't look like we had any more submissions coming through anyways. Make sure y'all submit your MP3 to liveforfayetnam@gmail.com. Tune in next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. I got Elder Sensei from the Artifacts coming on for an interview. And definitely got a lot of interesting things to ask him. And definitely excited to interview Elder Sensei from the Artifacts. And if y'all don't know who Elder Sensei is, then Google him. Lot of decent music today. We had I had about half yays and half okays, maybe a couple nays, one or two nays at most. Wasn't too bad of a day for submission. I mean, sometimes you get a whole list of okays, man, and those are the ones that, like, not really the best of submission days, to be honest with you. All right, well. About to wrap it up. Appreciate anybody tuning in on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram Live. Don't forget to go follow the Paul Pinker Podcast. Got a lot of bare knuckle interviews. I got another one about to drop tomorrow, probably. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.